Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Mem, and we are in a new Perek Mishameis, the ninth Perek of Maseches Baba Basra. Let's start again from the beginning of the Perek. The Perek is a continuation of somewhat of the last Perek in terms of topic relating to Yerusha, relating to issues of finance after a person dies. And here we start off with an issue relating to one of the Tanai Ksuba, as we will see. Misha meis v'iniach banim ubanos. A man dies and he left sons and daughters. So we know the din d'oraisa is that it all goes to the sons. All goes to the sons, b'din Yerusha. But the Chachamim already were mesakein as part of the Tanai Ksuba that the husband has a chiyuv to take care of the daughters even after he is nifter. And therefore, what is the halacha? Bizman shanachasim merubin. If there's plenty of property, we'll have to see the Gemara what that means. What does plenty of property mean? Habanim yirshu v'habanos yizonu. That the sons will get Yerusha and the daughters will get Mizonos. The daughters will get Mizonos and fed from the properties of the father, and the children get Yerusha. Yes, the daughters getting Mizonos limits the Yerusha somewhat. That's true. Really, it should all go to the sons, and maybe the sons should go and then take care. But that is the Tanai Ksuba. Chazal said either this could be formulated as they prevented it from becoming Yerusha, or it's all Yerusha, but they obligated the sons to take care of their sisters. Right? Vavonos Yizonu, that they get it. As Rashi said, as the Rashbam says here, we have two more parakim to get back to Rashi. Vavonos Yizonu, Mizonos, Upanosas Nisuin, Ashativgaran, Awatitsin Leguvrin. As the Mishnah says in Ksubis, Rashbam quotes it, that the Bonos get Mizonos, get food, get enough for their marriage, until they become a bogros or they are married. One of those two. So that's if there's plenty of property, nechasim rubin. Nechasim muatim, but if there isn't so much property, then nechasim muatim, there's limited, habanos yizonu, v'habanim yishol abzachim. Then who wins? So this is the chiddush gadol of the Mishnah. The banos are yizonu. We knock out Yerusha. We knock out the daraisa of Yerusha. Yesh koch b'yad chachamim, la'ak her davar min haTorah, b'shev al ta'asa somewhat. We say that the sons don't get the Yerusha, it goes to the daughters. The daughters get the Mizonos, and the sons have to go and get staka. V'abanim yishalu al ha'psachim. So that is the Tanakama. Admon Omer, first we'll finish the Mishnah, and then we'll see the Rishonim. Admon Omer, b'shvil shchani zachar, f'sadati, what? Because I'm a male, I lose? Because I'm a male, I'm not a girl, so I lose. What exactly does that mean? What's he bothered by? We'll have to see what the emphasis of his statement is soon. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Roani is Divrei Admon. And Rabbi Gamliel says, I agree to Admon, his claim, which we don't even understand exactly what it means. There is the Machlokas we've shown him right here and elsewhere, whether there's actually an argument here between Admon and the Tanakama. Some Rishonim say, we don't paska like Admon. Some Rishonim say, well, Admon isn't even arguing. He's just making an exclamation. What? I can't believe that. But he's not arguing on the Shita. If you look at Tosfos here, the two days are quoted. Tosfos in Amar Rabbi Gamliel, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Chananel, the halachas gedolos, verav alfis, pasku, kirabanan, da Admon, mishud the shvayis, da'achal kavasai wazla, the Rabbi Chananel, the halachas gedolos in the Rif. Unusual for Tosfos to quote the Rif. In Maseches Brachas, Tosfos always quotes the Rif many times. But in other Maseches, this is not so common, but here's one of them. These Rishonim Paskin like the Tanakama, for Rabbeinu Tama Amar, Da Admon Lo Paligad Arabanan, Elo Shematmiya Ala Takana, Shetiknu Nechasim Muatim. He's just, wow, I can't believe, that's an amazing Takana, to knock out Yerusha, Aval Mikom Makom, Karabanan Svirale. But he still holds like the Rabbanan. For Lo Mashbach, Tosfos says it doesn't sound that way from Rabbeinu Tam, from the Mishnah, like Rabbeinu Tam. Sounds like there's a machlokas. Mitakam Rabbi Gamliel, roa ani is divrei admon. That sounds like it's a machlokas, lahalacha. This is another example, by the way, of what we mentioned 2 weeks ago in the Rashbam, that even if the Mishnah gives an impression that we pask in a certain way, we might not pask in that way. Only if the Gemara says halacha kavasayu. This doesn't say halacha kavasayu, but it's similar. Lashon, that is the opinions of Tosfos. If we look in the Rush here, the Rush discusses this case, says the Rosh right at the beginning of our Perek and Perek Tes, V'hainu di'ika bein nechasim merubim l'nechasim muatim. Tim nechasim merubim ha-nechasim b'cheskas habanim. As we just said before. Right, what about the Reisha? Is that also knocking out Yerusha? and just that, and there's a limited Yerusha that the Banim get, and the girls get the Mizonos? Or is it that, no, it's all Yerusha, and the Banim have a responsibility to give some of their Yerusha to the Mizonos? So, says the Rush, V'hainu t'ika, b'nechasim rubim, l'chasim watim, t'b'nechasim merubim, ha'nechasim b'cheskas habanim, umis parnasim, habanos, ve'ein mazkikin habanim, la'hafrish mazon habanos ad sheyivgaru. They don't have to separate it. It could be in their pot, and they could give it to the girls. Ve'ena mechuyavin letzamtzeim b'mizonos, elem yirtzu yivatru b'mizonos. Umihu imyira lebezdin, she'ena banim mashgichin b'yishev ha'olam, u'mechalim mamonam, ba'anparos kema'achol yorshim. Then, if they see, Megra didn't let the boys have it, let Yerusha Daraisa kick in, and they'll support. But if Bezin sees that they're not acting properly, they're wasting the money, they're using it in an inappropriate way, so then, Mechuyavim lahashkiach betakanas habanos benachasim rubim. So then, Bezin could come in and take away money from the situation of Yerusha Daraisa, and let them give them mizonos. If the Bezdin sees that the sons are not acting properly, they're not leaving it, they have to separate and take it. The sons muatim go straight to the daughters. That's the total. Akira's darav minator b'shev altasa, not letting Yerusha take place. We discussed this a week or two ago when we saw also that the Chazal, there are other tna'i ksuba that knock out Yerusha, and that was, if you remember, Ksuba's Banim Dichrin. The Ksuba of the first sons that the Chachamim said, that we said that doesn't apply Bizban Hazeh, because it knocks Amid Aleph, Amid Aleph, where the Gemara there had quoted the Mishnah in Ksuba's Nun Beis, print the Evelech Yiminoi, even if you don't write it, Chayiv Shutzai Bezdin. They out Yerusha, but Chazal did that, Lutovas HaBanos, there it was Lutovas HaBanim HaRishonim, but either way, this is the Mishnah. Merubin. So what does it mean, Nechasim Merubin versus Nechasim Mu'at? How many assets have to be there for people to have enough? V'kam Merubin. So Amar Yudam Arav, Kedei Sheyazunu Mehem Elu Ve'elu Shnei Masar Chodesh. So that everybody can get Mizonos. What is Sheyazunu exactly? Again, Parnasa U'Mizonos. Of their other needs and food. So for a year, that is what is Ve'elu Shnei Masar Chodesh. The Tosfos also expands upon this, arguing somewhat. Look at the first Tosfos now. Vabonos Yizonu, right? This is on the Mishnah, but we'll do it here. Says the Tosfos, Bashi Hiskira Rashbam. It's also interesting. Often Tosfos in this Besachta quotes Kuntras. Look at the top Tosfos, Pirish Bakuntras. And all of a sudden he quotes Pirish Rashbam. Did the Bali Tosfos have a Rashi that we don't have? Unclear. But Tosfos quotes the Rashbam sometimes, and here he goes he goes Tosfos, and now here he goes to Rashbam. Mashizke Rashbam, Bahadi Mizonos Uparnasa, Ein Niril Rivan. That's not what Mizonos includes, those two. Taha Mizonos, Hainu Achila Ushasia. Mizonos is food. Parnasa, Hainu Malbushin, Vitsarchi Nisuin. Vitre Mili Ninu. It's two different things. That's whatever you need for marriage and clothing, that is included in Parnasa. Mizonos is food. That's what the Rivan is, b'chali, between those two needs. There's a question about defining the terms, what's included. Okay, either way, so the Gemara says, Merubin means enough for everybody for a year. Ki amrite kami de Shmuel, Omar zu devir Rebbe Gamliel bar Rebbe. Aval chachamim omrim, kedei sheyazunu mehen elu ve'elu, ad sheyivgeru. Right, no, all the way until they become bogrus of Eben Ezer, Kufyud Beis. That is the Chachamim Shita, and that is what is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer in Simen Kufyud Beis quotes the whole Simen about this Tanai Ksuba. And the Shulchan Aruch says this is all the way at the end of that Simen in Kufyud Beis. But the Shulchan Aruch, let me just read from the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch says the title of the Simen is Mizonos Habanos Mimani Zonis. Fiat kama, v'kol dinehem. How much? So again, our legal system works a little differently, and there are this dinat v'achusa dina in terms of how much has to be given by each parent. But if you look at the ksuba, and some of the tzaddik ksuba that are not all written in our ksubas, we already mentioned the ksubas banan dechren is not written in our ksubas, but the Shulchan Aruch says, v'tzaddik ksuba shetihiyana habanos yizonos minichse avihem achar moso achi yisarsu o achi yivgeru. There it is, passing like the Chachamim, right? Not like, not only for a year. Afilu lo nechta b'ksuba, o afilu ein lo ksuba, ובמקום שאין כוסק סובה. ויש אומרים דאפילו במקום שכוסק סובה, ואין להם שטר סובה, ויאפילו מחלה אימם כסובסה בפירוש, even if the mother is מוחלס, יש לבנוס מזונוס. The banos have mizonos. V'chein im nizgar shahaim. Afilu achi chai b'mizonos habanos. Right? After the gerushin, this tzaksuba still kicks in, and then all the details, much of it is, which is from Meseches Ksubis, is discussed here. We'll have to get back to Siv Zayin, but that is the Shulchan Aruch quoted here in Yud Aleph. If you have the Siv Katan Yud Aleph, Misha Meis v'niach banim v'abanos yirshu, habanim kolan achasim v'izanim achiyoseim achiyiv garash yisarsu. V'chulu, he quotes the Rush that we just saw. V'amed ram amurim kishiniach nachasim she'efshah she'yizunum yem habanim v'abanos ke'echad achiyiv garabanos. The elu heim hanikram nachasim rubim, avalam eim nachasim she'niach ela pachos bizeh, which is in many cases, when are they going to get married? And if there's not enough, so then they have to be Shoel al ha-psachim. Okay, so we'll keep that in mind. We'll see if there's any limits. L'maisa. Weiter. Itmar nami, ki asa ravid amar b'yochanan v'yamri la'amar abar b'chana amar b'yochanan, kol shi yizunu mehem elu la'elu, ad shi yivgeru, hein merubin. Pachos b'kan hari elu mu'atin. Same definition. You have the till they get married, or they become bogros, right, which was the age in the days of old when they get married much younger. V'yilaka le'elu ad sheyivgaru shaklu luhu banos lekulhu. 1 minute. What if there's more than what's needed, but it's not enough for both of them to survive? What, the sons aren't going to get anything? Right, if there's not enough for this, then the daughters get everything. Top Rashbam, Bitzvia, Tekivin Tekaris Lu Muatin, Imkein Lo Yitzlu Ben Klum Abanim, Tatan Mazisan, Gavim Chazim Muatin, Habanim Yishol Apsachim. Right, does that really mean that if there's Odef on the Nechasim after the Banos get Mizonos, the sons still have to go get Staka? Says the Gemara, no. Ela Amarava Motziin Lohena Mizonos Labanos, Achi Yivgaruva Hashar Labanim. Even if there's no Lazeva Lazeh, but if there's lazef for the banos, so then everything else can go to the ban. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim here. We'll start with the Rambam. And this is a sugya that comes up in four or five different places in Shas, relating to Shtaros and relating to the issue of Metaltalin versus Karka. In the days of old, everything was Karka. That was what was Achrayus, right? Yishbo Achrayus. Metaltalin wasn't really focused on. Bizman Hazeh, everything is Hafuch. Almost everything is metaltalin. So what happens? The Rishonim already asked, what happens if there's karka that's muat, but with the metaltalin it becomes meruba? Right. So does that change anything? So the Rambam discusses this in Perek Yutes of Hilchos Ishus, where he talks about many of the Tanai Ksuba. Mitanai Ksuba, Shiyubanim, Zacharim, Yorshim, Ksubas, Iman, Finidunyasa, that's Ksubas, Banan, Dichrin. And then later on in the Perek, he talks about the others. In Perek, Halacha, Yud Zayin, that is where he talks about our issue, Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Misha, Meis, Vidiach, Banim, Ubanos. Yershua, Banim, Kalan, Achasim, Veizanim, Mesachi, Yosei, Machi, Yuvugru, Oachi, Yisarsu. Vamed, Ramamurim, Shidiach, Nachasim, Shefshu, Zuzun, Mehman, Banim, Abanis, Kavekacha, Vahulu. Aval, if there's only less than that, then the banim have to be shol al psachim. Here's the Rambam. Bamed v'ramamurim. So this is a Rambam that's based on the Rif that's not quoted in the Gemara. And it's in the Rosh. All the Rishonim quoted. But one of the earliest sources is the Rif, right? From the Gaonim. Bamed v'ramamurim. When does all these halachas apply from the Gemara? Bishi niach karka. Avalim hi niach metaltalin, but if you left movable items, ho'il upit takanas ha-ge'onim hu, shi'azunu ha-bonos mena metaltalin, since metaltalin is the asset of the time, hare ha-banim ha-bonos tizonos ka'achas, menach ha-nachasim ha-elu ha-mu'atin, shalo tikru lehem b'metaltalin, ela she'yiu kibanim. If there's enough to metaltalin, and let's say there's metaltalin, but there's not enough metaltalin for both, still, metaltalin are equally divided, says the Rambam. V'kach kazeh ho'ra ga'onim. This is what the Gaonim said, and this is the Rambam is quoting based on the Rif. If you look at the Rif right here, the Rif says it also at the beginning of our parak. The Rif quotes Hanimida bin Makarkoy of a metaltali kiva de betakanta de basroihu de mitzani. Since it's a late takana, afagav de muatim ninu. Even though there's still muat, but if there's metaltalin, it's split up equally. Nizona man elu leelu dlo takinu lu rabbanin elamavi kabanim aval, because this is a later, this is after Shas. Everything after Shas has later power. So once there's metaltalin, their takana was equal. sons and daughters. That was what they did. Avalamevi yatir mi banim ulamishkal hakol lo. The Chachamim Basroi didn't say that. V'hachi shadar gaon kidekasvinan. This is another example, just parenthetically, of a takana after Shas, and anything after Shas has less power, as we know. As we know in terms of Psak, Ravida Ravashi Sofora. In terms of Psak, all the minhagim of Svira have we have to fulfill them. Obviously, it's a minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a less authoritative minhag than, let's say, the Shavua Shechalbo or from the 9 days, because that's already found in Shas. Minhagim of Svira, the Gemara in Yevamis just mentions that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died during this time period, but it doesn't mention any minhag that Chazal accepted upon themselves. That's sometime in the time of the Gaonim that was accepted in terms of weddings and haircuts. But before that, it's not mentioned. The Ramban even says that it's a time of great simcha between Pesach and Shavuos. He calls it Chalamoid based on Kabbalistic sources. But this is another example that the Rishonim say, because it's the Takana Basroi, that's why it doesn't have as much power, and this is what they did. It's just equal. You can't make one child over the other child. The Rush here quotes that and is not so convinced. The Rush here quotes, "Vani mili bebekarkoi, avo bebetalteli, kivet de betakata de basroihu, de kamitsini, avagav de muatim ninu, nizonim mehem elu veelu, vahachi shadar mi masifta gonki de kasvinan, but veim yesh," but then the Rush adds, I shouldn't say he argues, but he just adds this detail, "veim yesh mikarkoi, umitalteli." Now both. "Vamikarkoi hayu muatin, vayidea metaltelin nasa merubin." So then what's the halacha? Habanim yirshu v'lo matzi banos lamemar. Kivan de'ikir shibudenu al makarkoi yafrishu lanu mehen lemezono seinu. You can't say, oh, nechasim muatim, right, only karka, and therefore, you know, we get everything. No. Ela hametatlin mitztarfin ima makarkoi la'asos merubin. Afobi she'en lohen din mi makarkoi b'nechasim muatim. Right, even though they're not exactly the same, they can be marba and make it to be considered nechasim merubin. And in that case, the sons would also benefit in that case. Okay, third line. Pshita, says the Gemara Pshita, Merubin v'nisma'atu kfar zachu behen yarshim. What if when the father died, they were nechasim Merubin, but then price of food went up, or the nechasim's price went down? So can it turn into mu'atin in that case? So kfar zachu behen yarshim, the yarshim have already been zoche. Which yarshim? Says the Rashbam, the daughters lose. It was already Merubin. It was already defined as Merubin at that time. And therefore, it split up in a more equal way where the sons also get. Mu'atin v'nisrabu mai. But what if it's Mu'atin, right, when it starts? So the daughters went out and they're Zochet already? Birshus Yarshin Kaimi. Do we say it's Birshus Yarshim now? V'nisrabu hilka Birshus Yarshin Shibuach. And therefore, it was appreciated in their Rishus, and therefore it turns into Nechasim Merubim, and that's what we look at. Odilma siluke misalki yarshim mehacha. Or do we say, once it's Mu'atin, the sons are on the street. The sons are already being shol al apsachim, and therefore they wouldn't get a portion, even though it's Merubim afterwards. Tashma, Tamar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Yisomin, Shekadmu, Machru, but Nechasim Mu'atin, Masha Machru, Machru. The Yisomim shouldn't, the boys shouldn't sell it. But if they did, when they weren't supposed to, the sale works. What is the Gemara using that for? So you see, they have a yad. So if they have a yad, so too. If it's mu'atin v'nisrabu, we assume their yad is still there. It was mishtabeach, it appreciated in their reshus, and therefore it is okay and it is acceptable for the sons to be able to have reshus yarshin kaimi. That's how it is looked at. When did the sons sell this? Yisomim shekadmu umachru. Machlokes Rashbam and Bali Tosfos here. And the Rush also discusses it. Says the Rashbam, one line. Yisomim shekadmu kodim shehemidu banos bedin. Before Bezid decided, before Hamada bedin, umachru afilu b'nechazim muatin. Masha machru machru. So it's all the sold, right? You're not motzi l'mozonishva banos. It's an infinite value, and therefore you can't be motzi. And that shows there's tfisas yad for them in the nechasim. As long as they have certain amount of power, so that's called bailus, and therefore it works for the appreciation as well. But that's the Rashi kodim shemidu banos. That's the Rashbam kodim shemidu banos pedid. Tosfos on top. Pirish Bekutras, right? See, here he quotes Kutras. I'm not sure. He must have had maybe a Rashi that we don't have. Pirish Bekutras. Shekadmu umachru kodev shebit amdu bedin likvos labanos v'chulu umiyu luri nired afilu kvar tafsu abanos. Oh, higvu lohem bezdin. Imachru achim machur. Right? Even if it's afterwards. Even if the daughters have already been assigned it by Bezdin, still, are they muchzak? Even maybe if they're higvu lahem Bezdin, they're already muchzak in it. Wow, that's a bigger chiddush. Even after the, it's nigve, even after it's assigned by Bezdin, it would still be able to go to them. Why is that? Why would that be? So Rabbeinu Yonah's lashon here is that the karka is still becheskas habanim. Bezdin just said it's Meshubin Labanos. Even after the Takana, they didn't make it Kinyan Chazaka, owned by the daughters. It's still, meaning maybe they did this because of the Yerusha problem. They don't want it totally. If they can, they want to keep some Yerusha element. So maybe that's what they did, conceptually. It's still Muchzak, says Rabbi Yonah here, Becheskas Habanim, but it's just Meshubin to the daughters. That's how it works. The Rush here discusses this machlokas between the Rashbam and Baalei Tosfos. Pirish Rashbam, v'chein Pirish Rashi b'ksubis. Oh, so maybe that's where, whenever Baalei Tosfos quote Rashi, maybe they're quoting from another Masechta, even if they don't say it beferish. But he quotes here, Pirish Rashbam, kodem shemidu banos padin, v'chein Pirish Rashi b'ksubis, tafkov gimel, v'chein mistaver. Here the Rashi agrees with Rashi and the Rashbam, which is obviously a more pashut, straightforward shita. If they could sell it even after, like Chazal say sometimes, right? Then what teeth do Bezdin have? So that he quotes various Gemaras back and forth, which impression you get. Some Gemara seem to be against this, and that he tries to defend Nira Lakayim, Divri Rashi, Vaharashbam, how it works. But either way, that's the Machlokas in Svara. So again, what could be the Nekudas of Machlokas? Number one, what is the formulation of the Takana? Like Rabbeinu Yonah said, do we say that the Banim still have the Guf, and it's like the daughters have the payroll, so to speak, something like that? Or, so one of the other Achronim suggests another way of explaining the Machlokas, which is a fascinating suggestion, which has ramifications in other contexts as well. That is Rav Elchanan. If you look at Rav Elchanan here, in Os Tuf Ayin Hay, he has one line, but if we appreciate what he says, he quotes this Machlokas. V'kasha, d'maishna b'kol balchov, sh'govim b'bezdin d'nasa shalo, v'tzarech lomar. Right, he starts off by saying, afilu higvu bezdin lubanos. Right, they weren't zoche. But the answer is, what do you mean? Why? Every Balchov, if they get it, if a Balchov comes to Bezdin and they take from Lekuchos, it's not theirs? Of course it's theirs. If I collect an obligation owed to me, why isn't it mine? Vitzarech Lomar, says Rabbi Elchanan, De mizonos hachiv hu b'chol yom v'yom shehitzricha. V'im yom echa lo titzarech lemizonos, lo tucha lomar kfar nischayev. When, let's say, a husband has a chiv mizonos for the daughters, is that one package chiyuv that kicks in at the moment of the marriage, or better, at the moment that he dies? He's a chiyuv mizonos that continues now forever and ever, but it's one chiyuv mizonos. Or is there a chiyuv mizonos every single day? There's a new chiyuv mizonos. And therefore, whatever the daughters ate already, fine. They ate today, it's chiyuv mizonos you take. But if maybe tomorrow's chiyuv mizonos hasn't happened yet, and therefore, Bezdin wasn't magved for that, that's not called tfisa yet, because it's not owed to you yet. And maybe we could say that the mizonos of today, fine, that's already chiv today, and they have that. But maybe mizonos of tomorrow, it's different. And therefore, we would look at mizonos, chiv mizonos, every single day as different, and that's why it would be allowed. And obviously, the Rashi, the Rashbam, but otherwise, no, it's one chiv mizonos. Where else do you have this? It's fascinating. Keep it of aim. Keep it of aim. What do you mean, keep it of aim? Keep it of aim for our parents. Is that a chiv? The second that we're born, we have a mitzvah of kibbut avein that never stops. That never stops. Not even until our parents die, chas v'shalom. Right? But even after, you know, a person dies. Right? Because there's a chiv kibbut avein even la'achar mosam. But, says the achronim, there's a shuv of the Maharam Shik. The Maharam Shik writes in Yeridea, Av shemachal lebeno al kvodo, lemesha kol yimei chayav, is a father allowed to be chozer bo? That's his question. If a father says, what's that halacha? The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is a son has to stand up for a parent when the parent walks into the room. But a parent can be mochel. So what if the parent says mochel? Okay, can he be chozerbo from that mechila? You know what? I feel like I want my son to stand up for me. Can he be chozerbo? So the Maram Shik says maybe it's totally on the geder chiv of kibud av ha'eim. Is chiv kibud av ha'eim a mitzvah b'adam l'makom or b'adam l'chavero? That's his formulation. B'adam l'chavero, of course, he can be mochel. One can't. And the maskana, he says that it's the fact that there's a chiyuv even la'achar moso. It must be that there's a chiyuv ben adam la'makom because there can't be any shibute ben adam la'chaver la'meis, and therefore Rav Shechter writes in a footnote, he thinks that Marab Shik who says. Let's first finish the Maram Shik. Maram Shik says, therefore, it has to be a Ben Adam Makom because it even applies la'achar misa. Regular shibudim of Ben Adam Chavero don't apply la'achar misa except at the time of the misa. Right? Kfura might be different. Rav Shechter doesn't like that chakira for a number of reasons. La'achar moso is not a din to araisa, and there can be, but there is another way of formulating it. And that's what he writes at the end of the footnote here in Eretz Hatzvi and Siman Chavav. Adayin yish l'bal din l'tzon v'lomar. De'ena av yochol limchol hayom ba'arachiyav ashibut she'yischayi b'no klapov l'machar. De'yesh l'omar davi kemechila al davar shalom ala'olam. There's another chakira that this issue might be totally on. Is chiv kibud av ha'eim one mitzvah that continues our whole life, or is there a separate mitzvah each and every day? And even if the father is mochel one day, maybe he's not being mochel in 3 days from now. De'ein zechiv echad shal shimush ba'ad kol yimei chayav. Ela shebechol yom ba'yom. Kishe mishave ezet sarech mechudash, az ba'osa sha'a chal chiv mechudash ala ben. L'shavesh es aviv. Right now, if we're not near our fathers, right now, my father's not asking me anything. So does that mean, do I have a chiv kibud av ha'eim right now? I'm not doing kibud av ha'eim. When my father needs me and I have to do something, so then that's a new chiv of kibud av ha'eim. That's more mistaver, that it's not, it's situational. Maybe always you have to call your father if you're not there, but that's also, it's situational. Dugmas osa hadeya shebirama. Sha'achiv habal b'mezonos ishto mischadish b'chol yom v'yom b'sha'a sha'isha mistareches los mezonos. That's talking about chiv mezonos of an isha. We're talking about chiv mezonos of a daughter. But it could be the same issue. Maybe that's the kudas ha'machlokas here. Before Hamad Abedin, after Hamad Abedin, does the chiv, is it chozer v'neyor every day, or is there one chiv? If there's one chiv, then once there's Hamad Abedin, done. He can't, it's the banos now. It belongs to them. But if it's a different chiv every single day, so then maybe one could talk about being toe-faced because there's no chiv yet to be fulfilled. All right, and that applies to kibbutz of Amos also. And it could apply to any time there is a chiyuv mimushach, right? An extended chiyuv. You know, how does one look at that? Is that renewed every single day? Does the father have to be mochel every day on his kavod? It could be technically, if there's an umdina, maybe he was mochel again. But it's not that because he was mochel yesterday. It's because there's an umdina that he was mochel again, right? If he does it three times or two times, then he sees that. Okay, this doesn't mean that every time there's a status that it's nimshach every single second, right? We like to quote the humorous story that somebody once came to Reb Chaim. Reb Zevin quotes this in Isha Meshitos. Somebody once came to Reb Chaim with a whole lumdus about marriage is a new chiyuv every single second of marriage. There's another ma'aseh kiddushin and a chalos kiddushin every single second of marriage. Reb Chaim looks at and he was taking it because he was trying to take Reb Chaim's derech to the nth degree. That's how the story is brought. And Reb Chaim turns to him and says, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. And he continues, because every second he's getting remarried. So he wants to wish him a Mazel Tov every single second. And, meaning saying and reflecting that, you have to know how to use my derech. And therefore, he was not so happy with that. Okay, we continue. Fascinating question. And now we continue the Gemara. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah, Kamei Rabbi Avo, V'kabo Minei, Almanaso, Mao Shetimayit B'Nechasim. So when we determine the Nechasim Merubim and Nechasim Watim, what about if there are other players involved? What if there's a wife? How do you determine? So Lomaisa, she's going to get Mizonos. That's also part of the Tzrayik Suba. But do we take that out and then determine between sons and daughters? Or do we leave that in? How is that determined? So, be amrinon, keep it this like mezonai, mimata. Do we say, well, lamaisa, she's going to get mezonos, the mother. So, of course, it's bemait. You have to remove that from the top. O Dilma, or do we say Kiva Dilu Minsava Lesla Hashanami Lesla? Any second she could get married. So if any second she could get married, so maybe she will get married any second. And therefore, it shouldn't be included, because this decision is going to have impact for a long time. And therefore, how do we look at it? That achakira also might be totally what we just spoke about. How do we look at the mizonos, he mizonos for a wife? The Rashbam's formulation, let's look at how he formulates the question. Look at the first wide line in the Rashbam. Mi amrinan kivan de isla mizone lomaisa. So we look at lomaisa, there's mizonos mimata. V'lo mikri nechasim merubin. It's not called merubin. Umafrishin man achasim bazono yishav abanos ad sheibagru v'hamoser labanim. You have to take out the mizonos for the isha and then determine how much is left for the banos and the banim. Tamuat dininu ola achar shiutziyah moser yisha ola psachim. Number one, amor lamaisa focus. O dilma or kila and ilo mitzvah labal less la mizone lo memata ukiman de less adamya. Because she could disappear right now, it's as if she disappeared. Umotziyah min anachasim labanos kedei mizona adjiyiv garu. The kol asher yishu abanim kedei nachasim rotim. So you give the daughters the mizonos, the sons get everything else, and the almana, right, then she gets fed by them. So ha almana lo mamatelu v'karina bahu abanim yishu abanos yizonu. Umichelek, then, so who has to support the mother? So v'chelek abanos lo tizon ha almana imahem. The mother's not going to get that. Why? Because what is the Rashbam is saying? What's the difference, Lamaisa? The sons are getting it midin Yerusha. The daughters are getting it midin Mizonos. So what does the Ksuba say? That the wife is going to have to get fed from the Yerusha. That's why only the sons are going to have to support the mother, the Amana, and not the daughters. It says the Rashbam, V'haino de'ika bein memata lo memata. Di memata habanim yishalo v'hamanim tizon. V'ilo memata yizonu yachad o amana v'habanim. Aval abanos in lehem hafsid bein mozono seyem klau bein memata bein lo memata. Why? Because the abanos are nizonin. And that is not what the Amana gets from. Okay, so that's the question according to the Rashbam. Again, does the Amana, is that Mimait? So now we're going to have a couple of questions built on each other. Im Tim Salomar, Kivan Ti'ilu Minsava Lesla, Hashanami Lesla, do we say, since if she could get married right away, she won't be here? And remember, Rov Gaonim assumed that we always paskin like Im Tim Salomar's, a rule of psak. The Rambam usually follows that. So Bas Ishto, Ma'o Shetabai B'Nechasim. What if there's another address that's getting? Bas Ishto, a previous daughter of the wife. So she Mema'etas. Mi Amrinan Kilu Kiva Dilu Minsava Nami Isla Umemata. Since even if she would get married, she would still have. Right, she gets the Mishnah that of Ksubis discusses how many years she gets for, but since, even if she would get married, even if you want to say the mother is out of the picture, the daughter might not be out of the picture, a previous daughter, because she would get Mizonos even if she would get married. O Dilma, Kivan Dilu, Mesa Lesla V'lo Mamata. If she dies, she wouldn't get, which we usually say, Lo Chashinan Shema Yamos. Shema Mes, maybe Chashinan. Remember Ksubis, if somebody was very old. But that's the question. V'yiptim salomar, kiva dilu mesa, les lava la mamata, bal chov. And even if you want to say we would, because again, maybe this is already on shaky ground because of the being against Yerusha generally, so maybe the more that we could fit in to be called merubin, we'd rather, whenever there is a possibility. So if you want to say that, so what about a bal chov? Maushi yamayit b'dachasim. A bal chov, even if the bal chov dies, goes to his children. So the marriage and the death won't make a difference. Balchov Maushe Yemai Benachasim. Mi Amrinan Kivan Dechi Mayis Nami Islay Mimait. Even if he dies, his children will get, and therefore it is Mimait. O Dilma Kivan the Mechsri Guvaina Lo Mimait. What do we say? No, Lo Maisa is not collected yet, and therefore it's part of the pot, and therefore it could be. It's not memuot yet. Right now, it's still part of the pot that it could be called merubin. So that's all three questions built on each other. Says the Gemara, v'ika de boy la leidach gisa. Some have the exact same questions in the opposite direction, and the Rishonim, the Ritva here, and others say. And the important part is that based on the rule about imtim salomars, right, you'd paskin differently because the order of the questions make a difference, and not just the answers. Says the Ritva, Pirish, Ulahai Lishna Nakte Intim Salomar Behefich, Ubechol Chada Armrinan Intim Salomar Dimimata. It's not just the opposite order, but because of that, you're saying an intif zlomer. Every intif zlomer we just had is intif zlomer. It's not mimait. So now we're going to say the opposite. Ulama al yusa debanos tahavi lechad chasamuatim. Right, and the second intif zlomer would be for the betterment of the daughters. If you say it's mimait, and therefore it can be called the chasamuatin, v'nakti rabbanan zal ki ay lishna basra. V'yish poskim klishna kama v'chinir ikir. So he talks that the nafkamina could be. In terms of that. So we get the Bible of Idach Gisa. Balchov, start with that question. Maoshi Imai ben Achasim, does the Balchov Imai ben Achasim, because he could always get it even if he dies. Bas Ishto, Maoshi Tabai ben Achasim. Al Menasso, Maoshi Tabai ben Achasim. So the same questions asked, again, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it again, as in Tim Salomar's. Al Menasso, Vabas. So now what about this case? Right? What if there is a question of the Almana and the daughter? Eze Mehen Kodemis. Which one? Which one gets the mizonos? Rashbam. Amanaso v'bas ve'ein kan ela mazon achas behen. Ushteyen tovos mizonos b'tanai k'suba. Hilka kivet de travayu b'takata de rabbanan achli eza tiktom. Right, which one? The rabbanan knocked out the sons. So the sons, ironically, the sons are the daraisa, Yerusha, and the daughters and the almana is the rabbanan. The rabbanan did that. So who wins here? They're both takana de rabbanan. So amalei zila inna v'talam achar. Right, come back to me. I got to think about it. Right, as we have mentioned, most shilas, not all shilas, most shilas that a rav gets are overnight shilas. Let me think about it. You don't have to give an answer. Right, we see interestingly even in the Gemara, the Amoraim, v'shinantam levanecha shiudivrei Torah mechudatin b'ficha. Sometimes they had to go look things up too. Right, that should give us some chizuk. Right, just because we don't know everything by heart, and you know, we have to look it up. And the Pischei Tshuva writes even in Hilchos. In Yilchus Tama Torah, or Yilchus Psak, that Bisman Hazeh, right, we know that many poskim say there's no concept of Rabba Muvak. There's no concept of Rabba Muvak, because Rov Chachmaso Bimenu, I mean, you might have that, but a lot of times not, because Rov Har Chachma comes from Svarim, where we read so much ourselves. So is there one Rebbe that I might get Rov my Chachma from me? I didn't have a Sefer. Everything I know is known from the Rebbe. So maybe we don't have that concept. Not always. Sometimes we might. But maybe I don't have that concept. My Rebbe told me how to read these Svarim. But based on that, the poskim say that the halacha of paskening b'makam rav means that I always have to look in the sefer generally before I pasken, because those are my rabbeim. Right? It's a kula of not having a rabbi muvak, but it's a chumra that the svarim are considered a rabbi muvak. Therefore, you have to look. Again, if it's a davar pashut that it's a zilkari be rav, it's an avi shaila. But we have to know it's an avi shaila. But it's always a good idea if one can to look things up. So that's what. He told him here, Zil Ha'idna Vita Lamachar, come back tomorrow. Kiyasa, when he came back, Amarli Tisha Miyachad, I'll answer one question. Right, I only have the last question, the Aman and the Bas. All the other three Imtips and Lomar questions, I don't have an answer for. Basha Miyachada. Domar Rabbi Abi Amar Avasi, Asu Almana Eitzel Abbas, Kibas Eitzel Ha'achin, Binachasim Mu'atim. Chazal, he found the statement of Ravasi. Gave the almana status in when she's put up against the daughter as the daughter with the sons and with the brothers, and therefore ma bas etzel achin habasi zoris va'achin shelo psachim. Just like the daughter has the upper hand, so too the almana af almana etzel abas almana zoris va'bas tishal al psachim. That was the order that the Rav Asi gave, and that is answers the last question that the almana wins. Good. Admon Omer. That was the unusual line in the Mishnah, the rhetorical question, or maybe a machlokes, the question that was dealt with by the Tosfos before. Amon says, well, because I'm a zacher, I lose. Because there's a chasim muatin, I have to go back. So my ka'amar, I asked the Gemara, what exactly is Admon saying? So Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar, Bishvil Shani Zachar, V'ra'uy Ani La'asok Batorah Hifsadati. Because I'm a zacher and I'm royal to be osek Batorah, I should lose? I should lose because of that, as the Gemara says elsewhere, as we'll get to B'Hashem in a minute, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is on the men. Amale Rava. Rava says, what's the connection between those two things? Elameata, manta asik batorah hu diyaris, to the asik batorah lo yaris. What does asik batorah have to do with it? Right, we're talking about children, we're talking about getting mizonos. What, somebody is not asik batorah is lo yaris? Can't be what Admon means. Elo Amar, obviously, Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is important, but why should that have any ramifications here? So, Elo Amar Rava, Hachi Ka'amar, Bishvil Sha'ani Zachar, V'ra'uy Ani Lirosh B'Dechasim Merubin, Hifsadzi b'chasem muatin? But what? It all depends on the assets of dad? What? If I'm supposed to get, I'm supposed to get. That's what Admon is saying. And again, interesting, what impression do we get? Do we get that this, he's really arguing? Or he's just like exclaiming? Right? Both deus, right, seem to fit into the Lashon, depending how we understand it, as we saw in the Tosas before. He's saying, I don't understand this, I don't understand this. The Ran talks about the Shakla Vitari here, in the Chlushi Haran, which we're not going to get into that. But what we can get into is the issue here a little bit of Talmud Torah Lanoshim, as he says, B'fisha Ani Zachar of Sadati, right? So he says, what do you mean? Women are not Chayavah. So yes, that is a halacha. In Mesaches Kiddushin, we learn out that women are Peturos from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. L'maskana, in Kiddushin Daf Chavtes, V'limatem Osavas B'neichem, V'lo B'noseichem. What is this? There's no Chiyav. Can they? That's the Mishnah. And so to Daf Chav, which famous Mishnah, which talks about the idea called Tiflus. What exactly does Tiflus mean? Women in those days were not educated, the Meiri says, because they weren't educated in other areas, their minds aren't sharpened enough to be able to accept and understand the insights and the internal workings of the Torah. Vein sichla maspik lahavana haruya, says the Meiri. And the Rambam also discusses that in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But according to many, Bizman Hazeh, over the past 200 years, where women are educated, where women are literate, you know, things have changed, as we'll see. We'll get to that in a second. But first of all, even the Beis Halevi, even before the past 200 years, let's talk about the Gemara. So women are produced from Talmud Torah. Says the Rama, 500 years ago, quoting the Rishonim also, women in Yaradeya, women have to learn the mitzvos that are shayach to them. That's what the Rama writes in Yaradeya, Reish Ben Vav. What mitzvos are shayach to them? So, as we like to say, halavai men should know the Torah that the women have to learn. All you have to know is Dal Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Ebenezer Yoredei Choshe Mishpat Aruch Hayim. Just that's it. What's shayach to them? Everything shayach to them. Okay, they don't have to know every Ksos and Nesivis on Shor Shanaga Chasapara. But everything else. So, it's to think that women don't have to learn, of course they have to learn. Conceptually, it's a question of how to understand the chiyuv of women's Talmud Torah. That's the Beis Halevi in Parshas Mishpatim. Maybe women, there are two elements of Talmud Torah, limud amanaz lasos, number one, and limud lishma. Women are only chayeves in number one, they're not chayev in number two. But of course they're chayev in number one. That's even why the Magen Avraham says, women are obligated to say Birchas HaTorah. That's clear. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim Mivarchos Birchas HaTorah. What's the reason women have to say Birchas HaTorah? That's a major machlokas, controversy. But the Magen Avraham says, because they have plenty that they're obligated in. Right? Nashim, because they have to learn everything that are shayach to them. Good. But as we said, that Bizman Hazeh, many say that things have changed. And the question is how far one goes with this understanding. Again, obviously, only with L'Shem Shemayim Kavanis. If somebody is not, if a woman or a man teaching or whatever is not L'Shem Shemayim, then nothing to talk about. But even if women are L'Shem Shemayim, there are different opinions in the poskim. The Chafetz Chaim and Rav Moshe have a more limited view. The Chafetz Chaim already in Likutei Halachos and Sota, right after the beginning of the Beis Yaakov movements, says the Chafetz Chaim, Venira. To call Zedavka Bismanim Shalafaneinu. Shakolachad, when do we say this apply that women don't have to be educated in Torah Vachulu? When women were educated in the house, and the women grew up in the house, and they didn't go away to study Vachulu. And it's very easy to follow Biderech Avosav. Aval Ke'es Vavonaseinu Harabim Shakapalas Ha'avos Nisrofeif Ma'od Ma'od. Vigam Matsui Sheino Darba Makam Avosav Klau. Right? She goes off to study somewhere. Uve Prat Osa Shagil Masam Lomok Sav Alashana Amim Bevadai Mitzvah Rabba. Lalamdam Chumish, Vigam Nevi Muksuvim, Mosare Chazal, Pirkei Avos, Sefer Menoras Hamor, Vechadome. That's the Chavetz Chaim's expansion. Kedeshis Ames Etzlam, Inyan Emunaseinu HaKadosha, Tilavachi, Alul Sheasuru Lagamri, Miderach Hashem, Viavro Kol Yisodi Hadas Chas Vashal. They have to be there educated in something. So is it going to be Torah or is it not going to be Torah? So therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, you have to expand. And the question is, how far does one go in terms of this expansion, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, And again, one has to make sure that one is L'shem Shemayim in all of their regards. Rabbi Meir Twersky has an article where he writes, "The wide diversity of opinion regarding the specifics of curricular implementation should not obscure the fundamental agreement regarding the underlying halakhic educational principle. Each of the different ideological strands of our polychromatic or orthodoxy poses unique educational challenges and demands individualized responses. Indeed, educational policies and strategies which are uniform and impersonal are doomed to failure. A curriculum may be educationally sound and halakhically valid in one venue, yet unsound and invalid in another." So it depends on the context, it depends on the posing, it depends on the world. "And thus the diversity of opinion regarding girls' education is not only inevitable, but vital. It mirrors the ideological diversity within Orthodoxy." That's Rabbi Twersky writing in that article. Okay, so that has to do with Admon's Havamina of the explanation. We continue. Says the Mishnah, "Hiniach banim ubanos vitumtum." What happens if somebody left sons and daughters and a tumtum? A tumtum, as we know, has a hidden, right? It has, we don't know if it's a zachar or a nekeva. So bizman shanachasim merubin habanim hazacharim dochan also yitzal but nekevas. Nachasim muata nekevas tochos yitzal hazacharim. We feel a little bad for the tumtum. Because right, each one says Hamos Mechaver Lavaraya. But Rabbanit, obviously, we make sure that he's not left out on the street without anything. But in terms of the Chiyuv per se, each could be Doche. Part one of the Mishnah. Ha'omer if Teilad Ishti Zachar Yitamana Yolda Zachar Yitamana. If my wife has a son that I promise to give him a mana, okay, has a son, gets a mana. Nekeva Matayim, she has a daughter, 200. Right, there are often chazals that a son is quote unquote better and a siman tov. So look at this: a son's going to get 100, the girl's going to get 200. Yito matayim. So yod is just it's numbers. Yod in a keva, no tell us matayim. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about this a little bit. Yod in a keva, no tell us matayim. Im zachar manim im nekeva matayim. Yod a zachar vin a keva. Zachar no tamana nekeva no tell us matayim. Machlokas rishonim here. Is this talking about twins? Is twins a fulfillment or is twins neither? What does he mean? That's a discussion. The Rashbam here says, Beferish, it does not mean twins. Does not mean twins. Doesn't mean. He quotes, Yesh Beferishim, Sheol Deshneim Biyachad, Hazachar Varekeva, Vela Milsehi, Lotazaka Daite, Beladis Tomim. He has no idea. He has no idea he's having twins. That's not what he meant. So, interesting. Weiter, Yolda Tumtum in a notel. Tumtum is not a Zachar, Tumtum is not in the Keva. Im Amar Koma Shetelet Ishti Yitol, Arizei Yitol. But if he says, whatever my wife has, Arizei Yitol. Right? This is like the opinion, there's a Machlokas Tanam, whether Tumtum is a Savik Zachar, Zavik Keva, or a Birya Bifrei Atzma, like that by Androgynous. So this seems to go like the opinion of Birya. V'imein Sham Yorish, Elohu, Yorish is a Kol. But if there's no other Yorish, then for sure he gets. Ayein Alav, so he's going to get it. He is a Yorish, even though he's not a Ben or a Bas. That is what the Rashbam says at the end. V'alvagav debir Yehu hanimili heichad ikabanim ubanos. V'dochanos obanim, it's labanos ubanos, it's labanim. But if there's none, the Gemara is going to say that hu lo nafik michlal ben ein lo ayein Alav, emein lo Bas ayein Aleha, and therefore he gets it. Or you call him akar ve'lami mishpachto. Either way, he is going to get it. What about if there's a tumtum? What about your regular Yerusha? All the Rishonim here discuss. If there's a tumtum and a bas, how do you split it up? Right? If there's a tumtum and a ben, if there's a few. So that's a big discussion in the postgame. Just to mention one, and then we'll have to stop. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, what about a tumtum lagabi pruruvu? Says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph. V'meish lo tumtum u ben obas, lo amrinon. Kiva the tumtum safiku. U l'shitas harabim, safik daraisa l'chomer is a dinder abanan. Efshar yesh lo zachar nekeva v'kiyam ha-mitzvah. It's a suffik, right? So, suffik d'rabanan, suffik d'oraisa l'kula, according to the Rambam, mi d'oraisa. Maybe it was Yotze, you don't say that. V'ze'eno, ki atumtum in aroi l'holid, v'afil livol in aroi kinin tamtem. As we know, Puravu is not only where we have a boy and a girl, but, as the poskim say, our children have to have a boy and a girl. And therefore, the tumtum wouldn't be, okay, what about an androgynous? He has another pshat. Is that called a zachar and a nekeva? Either way, fascinating discussions. We'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue as we are into the ninth parak of Maseches Bavasra.